You're listening to Youth Beat Radio. I'm your host, Anna Siriano. Today we have three segments. In the first, contributor Chandler Wilson talks about philanthropy in the digital age. Then, I sit down with the leaders of two local community gardens. And finally, Brenda Urias, a Mexican-American student studying at OSU, talks to Bridget Cruz about her experiences with race and racial identity.
Hello, my name is Bridget Cruz, and I'm the program coordinator of the Columbus Medical Association Foundation's Youth Advisory Council, or how we like to call it, YAC. The YAC is a youth philanthropy group. It's a grant-making program. Basically, they get a pot of money each year from the foundation to give out to local nonprofits, youth groups, and schools with health initiatives. Today, I'll be providing you a youth perspective in philanthropy. One of our council members, Chandler Wilson, a senior at Bishop Watterson High School, will be answering the following question.
Are young donors more likely to give to a nonprofit that has a strong social media presence or that makes it easy to donate via online or text?
All right, take it away, Chandler.
In today's society, there's definitely a strong focus on social media and networking sites, especially among youth. Sites like Facebook and Twitter are used for getting in touch with friends, learning about the news, and even spreading word of revolution. These social media outlets should also be a main focus for nonprofit organizations looking for new followers and donations. A main way that these organizations grow is by word of mouth, which is accelerated on the internet. The average Facebook user has about 130 friends, and in youth, this number tends to be even higher.
Be involved, and then, like I said, doing something with it, like cooking with the food that we produce, and then sharing it together over a meal. Also, we're really preparing for the Freedom School that's coming to this space this summer. There's a six-week program that the church is working on where kids in the community the whole program is focused on getting kids really excited about reading. But outside of that, they're working on enrichment activities and community activities. And one of the things they'll be working on is in the garden. So we'll have lots of different gardening activities for kids. And this will probably be their first exposure to that.
So why do you think it's so important to get like kids from the community in this program? Or in any program, in any enrichment program?
Well, I mean, I think it gives them something meaningful to do. I think throughout the process, they learn how to be in relationship with others. For this in particular, they learn about, I think it's important for them to learn about the process involved in knowing where their food comes and what they put in their body and caring about that and then being able to teach others.
As Quincy and Quintel show me around the garden,